to resist the temptation to jump right into that gospel, because this week's gospel, like last week's, is two parts. One part's terrible, but feels like it could have come from Jesus. The second part is the early church, what I would say, reducing the parable to an allegory and explaining it. And once it's explained, there's not much to think about. And I would love to be able to talk to you yet again about different ways of thinking about this. But I'm not going to do that today, because really what I need to do is say thank you and say goodbye. This is, in a real sense, this is the sort of the last day we really have together as our congregation here at St. Andrew's. Next Sunday will be all of the congregations combined, and the bishop will be here for his annual visitation. And so this is kind of my opportunity to say goodbye to you and to say how deeply grateful and honored I have been to work with you these 13 years. There is a lesson that has a bit of a tie-in for me, and it's the story from the Old Testament, the story of Jacob's dream. And many of you know that before I came here, I was a psychotherapist in Seattle, and I had a practice called Stone Pillow. And that name came to me in the middle of the night. I was just sort of mulling over what to call this practice that I wanted to include both psychotherapy and meditation practice and maybe some kind of small liturgical life as well. And so I just sat up in the middle of the night, bolt awake, for no reason whatsoever, and just kind of said out loud, Stone Pillow. And I go, well, where did that come from? And then, I'm not biblically illiterate. And the story pretty closely, it came back pretty quickly. Oh, Jacob taking a stone for his pillow, and then dreaming of that ladder between heaven and earth that unites all levels of our existence. And then that wonderful phrase when Jacob awakens and says, God is in this place and I did not know it. And I thought then, what a wonderful phrase that is for a practice of psychotherapy, where so many people come and say, will you help me get rid of this part of myself? And how the healing is almost always, no, I'm not going to help you get rid of this part of yourself. I'm going to help you come into a different relationship to that part of yourself. And the saying, I think, is pertinent. Oh, God is in this place too, and I did not know it. This is truly the gate of heaven. And I think it's Thomas Merton that ends his famous passage, his epiphany on the streets of Louisville, when he says, oh, I'm a person just like all these other persons, and everyone is walking around shining like the sun. I can see this, but I can't tell them. And he, I think he finishes saying, the gate of heaven is everywhere. And so I put this before us as well. God is in this place. Sometimes we know it. Sometimes we know it. But the essential dynamic is, as Meister Eckhart said, God is at home here. We are in the far country. And it's always the case. God is in whatever place we are. And do we know it? Do we rise to awareness of that? And how deeply is that our calling? And so I, in a sense of calling, in a pretty deep sense, psychotherapy was not my calling. I loved the practice. I love the understanding of how we as human beings construct reality. But my deep vocation is something much closer to this. And it has been a joy greater than I can describe to you to have the privilege and the honor to wrestle week after week after week. I could go on and say that, and I would give a small hint of weariness, but week after week in the deep, deep vocational longing that our relation to God is something vital, and it's always going to be mysterious, but I always want to clear away the additional sort of mysteries that the church sometimes puts in front of us. And, you know, in the end, it's not that complex. It's not that complex. We accept, we take into our hearts, even if we don't quite believe it yet, even if we don't really grasp its significance, that we are loved by God. And that our real human path is to learn how to love each other and to give thanks for the beauty of our lives and to be grateful for the gifts that we get to share with each other and to be humble before all that we do not know and to be respectful of those that we disagree with. It's not that complex. And I can say in real truth that, you know, insofar as each of us wrestles with a sense of vocation, my vocation would have been unanswered had I not come here, had I not been given the opportunity and the privilege and the honor and the so often deep and satisfying work of trying to make sense of our Christian tradition, trying to put the words to an often ineffable spiritual sense, and how to invite us into a life that is not so complex, more joyful, more trusting, more compassionate. And, you know, I see so many faces here, and some have been here from the very beginning. Sandy, Bill, Gary, Donna. So many have been here right from the beginning, and so many of you have come, and we're building this wonderful community right here in Livingston. And it will change, of course, as I go away. As I sit down at St. John's this morning, and I've been kind of chuckling to myself about how this inevitably is going to work, because when Christopher comes and she will start doing things, you know, you'll go, huh, David didn't do it that way. But as certainly, there will be other things that Kristen Orr will do, and you go, huh, I wonder why David didn't do that. So, it's going to work both ways. And I hope more than anything that you treasure the community that you have among yourselves, and the love of God that you share among yourselves, and the way this community works to recognize each other and take something hugely valuable and precious out into the world. The world is thirsty and hungry for simple words of love and compassion and the possibility of reconciliation among those who are sometimes divided. Not that we need that anymore. Cherish community and cherish the love of God that is in each of your hearts. Love one another and celebrate the vibrancy that this community has become. It is, it would be so completely disingenuous of me if I were to say I had no part in this. And it would be completely false of me if I were to say I'm the one who is completely responsible. We did this together. We did this together, and we have grown a wonderful parish community, and I will never be able to express the depth of my gratitude for hanging in. You know, it wasn't always easy. It was not always easy. And we hung in and we learned how to love each other and how to work with each other and how to shape a vision and how to find language for talking about some of the hardest things to talk about. And so I step down from this figurative pulpit with gratitude. Of course, there would be things I might have wished that I would have accomplished, and things that might have gone differently, but how could it be other for any human life? So I step down from this with deep gratitude to you all, and the deeper hope that the blessing which here has begun continues and continues to bear fruit. Thank you so much.